You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wildlife activists are celebrating a major victory. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
Wednesday. Hong Kong has announced it is phasing out of the sale of ivory.
We'll take steps to ban totally the sale of ivory in Hong Kong.
There are more than 400 licensed ivory traders in Hong Kong. The dealers insist they are following the rules and buying and selling from a stockpile of ivory from elephants that were killed before 1989. However, an investigation showed that some of the dealers may have been laundering ivory poached after 1989. I'm Tammy Rose.
The Rams are moving to Hollywood. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Louis Reed said he urges the city to seek another pro football team.
St. Louis is a great city, and we would make a, we still make a great NFL, a great place for an NFL franchise. So I think we should make sure to keep our options open and keep working to get an NFL franchise here.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made it official yesterday after league owners approved the St. Louis franchise's return to Los Angeles by a 30-2 vote. The Rams will play in a temporary stadium, possibly the Los Angeles Coliseum, until the new stadium is ready in 2019. And Uber is adding a new feature to make the rides pass more enjoyable, if not more quickly. It's called Trip Experiences, and it lets third-party app developers send content and notifications to passengers who have given their permission. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Talented People. This is Jeannie Murphy today. It's the 13th of January, 2016, if you can believe it. And I'm hoping that you're having a great day. I want to give you a little update on the weather, and thanks for listening in here. If you happen to be in New Jersey in the central area today, this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 29. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low about 15. Thursday, partly sunny all day with a high of 34. And then partly cloudy Thursday night with a low about 26. Slight chance of rain after 1 p.m. on Friday. Partly sunny with a high of 45. Rain, low about 35 on Friday night, about 80% chance of precipitation, and most likely rain all day on Saturday, mainly before 1 o'clock, mostly cloudy with a high of 45. It's mostly cloudy continuing all day Saturday night, with a low around 28, and then partly sunny all day with a high of 36 on Sunday, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 20 on Sunday. So it does sound like we're getting to the weather that we're supposed to be getting, and so stay warm. We're going to go to our quick break. We'll be right back. Talented people.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Culinary Dream Team gives hungry entrepreneurs the chance of a lifetime to open their own restaurant. Wednesdays at 10 Eastern, an all-new episode of Restaurant Startup.
This is awesome.
CNBC.
All right, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. It's Talented People here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:08 already on January 13th. Hope you're having a great New Year. It's my pleasure to tell you about my guest today in studio. She's actually a host here on 100 and Chamber Radio in studio in Flemington, New Jersey, broadcasting live across the nation. And her name's Kim Pramatic, and she is actually the, founder of Raising Conscious Kids. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year, Jeannie.
Happy New Year. How's it going?
It is going awesome. Thanks for having me today.
Well, of course, my pleasure. It's always so interesting to find out what you're up to. So tell us really a little bit about what's going on and what you're doing.
Yeah, so one of the things that I'd like to get into in a little bit, first I want to catch up with you, but in a little bit what I want to talk to you about, I'm super excited about, I'm calling it the Miracle Manifestation System.
Ooh.
Here we are in the new year. You know, I love this time of new year, so I want to get caught up with you, see what you've been up to and how your holidays were, because it's been since before Christmas that I saw you, so I want to catch up. And then in a little bit, I want to talk about this new system that I put together. And you know, I think the IT person in me had to formalize it. You know, like everybody was asking me, how did you do it? My daughter is actually going to a Division I school playing volleyball on a full scholarship. So grateful.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And well, yes, thank you. And so it's been such a big deal. And it's just my pleasure to put it into a system. You know, that IT background in me had a, and plus I have a coach who's like, Kim, we're going to put this into a system, you're going to give it a name, and you're going to teach other people how to do this. So I figure it's the new year, it's the new energy, you know, there's so many things, you know, coming against us seemingly with families and being parents and working parents and divorced parents and single parents and, you know, all so many things pushing against us. And I just want to bring a little light into everybody's life today and just
love it.
See some possibilities and some hope, and just share our story of what we did. We've used the system really looking back, like this is our, how we're creating, you know, this is how we've created many things in our lives and our families and what I do with my clients. So super excited to share that. But first I want to hear about your holidays. How were they?
Oh, they were great. I can't believe it's already the 13th of January.
I know.
I wasn't ready for them to end. I know. It was warm, you know, in December. And
It
was fun.
It was like a vacation.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of like a vacation. But then it went so fast, and all of a sudden we're back, and it's bright outside again. Mm-hmm. It's so wild how that happens every year. But we had a really good time. We went to Atlantic City for New Year's Eve, my husband and I.
Oh, fun.
And we had such a ball. And we always do. But, yeah, so things are good. And Christmas and everything was just so much fun. And so we're just looking forward to the New Year's.
Good.
As far as the, you know, after getting back and getting all this, you know, our resolutions and everything implemented.
So now, yeah, so that's a hot button, hot topic for me as a speaker and a trainer and a coach and everything. So what is your stance on resolutions? Yay or nay, Jeannie Murphy?
Interesting. Thanks. We had actually talked about this. Colleen was here last weekend. Dr. Paul Marciano.
Yes, he's been on my show.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He did a whole thing on Forbes. It was a blog that got picked up for the New Year's, and it was talking about resolutions and so on. Did you see it by chance?
His blog got picked up by Forbes?
Yes. It was an interview with Kevin Cruz. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul is awesome. He's picked up a lot, actually. But it was kind of cool because we were talking about it. He had so much information, but it was easy to read, you know, bullet point stuff. And, you know, one of the things that – and I am for it. But I don't believe – what I'm referring back to is Paul's blog, because it talked about being very specific, you know, make sure you put achievable goals and not those that will make you actually fail and lose and so on. So to me, I've always been a New Year's resolution girl.
Okay.
I think they said something like I think it's something like only 6% of people actually fulfill their resolutions.
Yeah, I know.
It's so like the voting turnout. Yeah. So, but for me, I've always done it, and I try not to make those goals so unachievable.
So big.
So I'm for it. Yeah. But I also don't believe in punishing yourself if you change course, because I do believe everything's exactly where it's supposed to be at the moment that it is. So sometimes circumstances alter the plan. And so I'm kind of fluid that way. What do you think?
No, that's great. So I decided, so I've done resolutions in the past, and this year I decided to go to take a new approach and really take it easy. Like, so a lot of the things that I talk about and that, you know, I think are really cool and super helpful for not only families, but, you know, what I started with in this career was corporate training. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of that. So way back when I was in IT, and I loved that. I did that for like 13, 15 years, if you count college. And so that was super fun. And it was where I was at the time. And then, you know, my short story is then I had my daughter and everything changed for me. And so and thus started my second career iteration of corporate training and health and wellness, and really helping people just be happier and more successful in their corporate company lives as well as at home. And so from that, Raising Conscious Kids was born, because that's really when I really did some soul searching and honing in. You know, for me, it's all about the family. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, if you're not happy at home, it's really hard. You know, people can do it, but it's really hard to be as successful as you could potentially be in your career, in your business, as an entrepreneur, if you're having a really shitty family life. I mean, let's just call a spade.
Yeah, and, no, it's true. And also in reverse of that, I think it's very hard to keep your job focused and everything going positively if you have, well, not just family, but the family also drives what you're doing at work and whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're related. All related. So what I'm doing this year for resolutions is just taking like a broader approach. And so I thought, because I read a lot and I do different, you know, if I'm reading something on Twitter or some kind of link or whatever, because I'm open to, I'm always taking classes and stuff. I'm a lifelong
learner.
Yeah,
the universe and people.
Yeah,
and stuff. That's what
I love
about
to
you.
Learn.
Yeah, it's cool.
And so I was thinking, you know, I just want to take a broader perspective. And what do I really want to experience in 2016? And what I got was joy.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's funny. Maybe it was all those commercials about that movie, Joy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I want to see that still. That's something I made a New Year's resolution for. I haven't gotten there yet. To be back on cable
demand.
Well,
you have a long time to see that. Yes. You could even wait till it's on HBO or
whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
But Redbox for $1 or whatever. But so for me, like, you know, because I've had those resolutions, you know, I was even over at the local gym here as HealthQuest, and I even did that. Do you belong to HealthQuest?
I'm probably the only person in the state of New Jersey that does it. But it's just not my thing. I'm like, oh, I
so
wish
they,
it was.
They have this New Year's thing.
Any gym.
Any gym. Any gym. Well, we've contributed to many in the area. Mm-hmm. So one of the things was, you know, whatever their slogan was, to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I do it, I'm like 100%.
Yeah.
And they had this contest, and I think I came in like second place or whatever. Like, yeah, so I can get like crazy about things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But super focused.
There must have been a lot of injuries.
Yeah. And so, you know, losing the weight and going to the classes and all this. And I made it fun. But so I've done it all.
Right.
You know, like I've done the resolutions. I've done, you know, lose 7 pounds, do whatever, get this room organized. Like I've done every kind of, except I never smoked. So I could start smoking so
that's
I could so quit.
That's, you know, like the only thing you didn't need to
do.
That's
like, but most of the other things I probably did. And so this year it's just about experiencing more joy, because I believe that what you look for, you're going to find.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, so it's been kind of fun because the different email lists and e-zines that I subscribe to and stuff, I'm seeing some other people doing the same kind of like general thing. So it must be something in the air, like we're just going like high level, like put it just a really cool kind of vibe on. Let's look for the positive things, because there's so many negative things that we can find in the news.
Oh my
on
God.
The internet. Just
people
on Facebook.
Can just become totally overwhelmed, and then they stay so negative, because if you surround yourself with negativity, you're going to be negative.
Yeah.
If you're hyper and you're paranoid and you're totally distracted by negative things, how can you possibly, you know, charge yourself against that?
But super hard.
When you stay in the positive, where you are around people who are so inspiring, that's what I love about talented people too. You know, you just constantly, you're just learning more and more. Like you said, you like to learn, and I love to hear the stories about people. We actually have someone cool coming on at 4 o'clock today. Never met her before or anything. It's called something Convention of States. And her name's Barbara. I'm just going to let everybody know the 4 to 5 o'clock hour today. Barbara Brock. She's a New Jersey State Director of Convention of States Project. So that's going to be interesting too. You know, whatever, just so everybody knows. But right now
Convention
I'm talking to Kim
Pramatic.
Yeah, no, you're welcome to hang around if you'd like to as well. Mm. But we're going to go to our first break. It's already 3:18 on the 13th of January. And we hope you're enjoying this conversation. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Talented People, with Kim Pramatic. She's got Raising Conscious Kids, and also something new we're going to talk about, Miracle Manifestation System. Is that what you called it?
That's right.
All right, can't wait to hear about it. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:20 already on Wednesday, the 13th of January. And We hope you're enjoying our conversation here today. Kim Pramatic, she's here. She's, what is your exact title, Kim?
So I'm the founder and creator of the Raising Conscious Kids Global Community. We're a network of moms, dads, teachers, grandparents, caregivers, school administrators that just, we run the gamut of people that are just, you know, we know that the kids are different. We know that the world is different. So I'm kind of like the grand poopah. I just kind of put it all together and, you know, I have the website, but it's just a bunch of amazing people that we come together to inspire each other, to educate each other, you know, provide information. And so I have, you know, this radio show, launching another radio show, and the community there at RaisingConsciousKids.com to just support each other, because this is a much different environment. Our society is so different. I mean, even if we just talked about technology, mm-hmm. you know, that's five shows right there of mm-hmm. how to keep our kids safe using technology. I mean, we can't bury our heads in the sand. This is what it is, and to embrace it, to use it for all the positive aspects, because there are a ton of them. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there are so many, you know, from, you know, bullying, cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. Now kids can get bullied, and adults as well, but kids can get bullied anonymously mm-hmm. online mm-hmm. with an audience.
It's
you
so
know?
Crazy. It's
so
terrifying.
Many. So yeah, so there are so many things that are kind of coming up against us and our families, and time constraints and working families. And so many of us don't live anywhere near our extended mm-hmm. families mm-hmm. at all. So there's that support. So the world is so different than it was when we grew up. And even looking back, like, my parents loved me like to the moon and back a million times, but they didn't have a lot of the skills that we now know are helpful in raising our kids, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we all come with our luggage instead of baggage. We come with our luggage from our childhoods. And so kind of, you know, my journey started in taking a look at my own luggage. Like, how did I end up like with the mindsets that weren't serving me? Like, I was not a happy kid.
Really?
I was a driven kid. Mm-hmm. I was driven, mm-hmm. you know, tell me to take this class and get an A, tell me to join this group and, you know, lead this whatever, or, you know, I could do all that. But no, I was not, you know, looking back, no, I was not happy.
That's interesting. No.
I know, because I've done so much personal work on myself.
Right.
And then my intention is to be happy. And my New Year's resolution,
yeah.
quote unquote,
joy.
Is joy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've come a long way. So how do you focus on that and then kind of make it your big picture, like you said, New Year's resolution? And then what do you do to fulfill that? So that,
yeah.
you know, and what do you do to stay on track?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So I would say for folks, one of the most important things is starting your day intentionally. All right. So think back to today.
Okay.
Jeannie Murphy, how did you start your day today? This is like a tell-all. You can be honest.
Oh, I'm always honest.
I know
about
you're
my
very
day.
Forthright.
I do believe that if you put your honesty out there, you never have to worry about lying or
exactly.
kidding about it.
You know, who could remember
yeah.
the stories?
Yeah, no.
I can't
do it. And Colleen, if she's listening, I'm sure she is going to laugh out loud at this because it drives her crazy. But I am just an anti-morning person. I don't mind mornings. I just cannot, and especially get older, I don't have the ability to share this special time with myself and just my life. And I don't want to share it with anyone. So I'm like really, really selfish about it. And I didn't get that opportunity until both Michael and Brandon got older.
I was
going to
say, because your
so
kids
crazy.
Are older. Yeah.
yeah and I'm yeah. serious. That yeah. makes it even more joyful. You can see my smile.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you're raising children, you don't believe you're ever going to have a break. And then
you
all
don't.
Of a sudden. Because
you don't when they're
you
little.
You don't.
There's
oh my
no
God,
break.
It's so funny. No. We were at a funeral yesterday and we saw no. these two small young moms. They were in their early 20s. With 8 months and 6.5 months babies
wow.
are so adorable.
Oh yeah.
Oh. And I was just like, oh,
I love their
God.
Backs.
They're just everything.
I love to rub little baby boy backs.
Oh. Yeah, like little panda
can I
bears
rub your baby's back?
Chunky, and they were like tipping over on the floor. And they got the cutest smile, and they weren't playing strange. And even in you know a funeral parlor, but they were just so cute. And the moms were so nervous
yeah.
that they were like interrupting the service.
Too
and
loud.
All of us, you know, old ladies, we're all sitting.
We're not old lady.
No, but it's like we're like the ants. You know what I mean? Yeah. In the old days.
We're not 20 anymore.
No, young spring chicken. But anyway, so like point being, I just look over and I'm like, I just always was so rushed. And then all of a sudden I just feel this total liberation.
Yeah.
And I love it because when my husband's gone to work and I've got everything organized and I just need like an hour and a half to put out my day, it is really seriously my time. I will not be happy. I tell all of our clients, 10 o'clock and later. I don't care if it's till 2 in the morning, but I do not want to talk to anyone before 10. That's my special thing.
Okay. So you when do I get have up, a thing in the
oh,
morning.
Oh, I have a total thing. And I love it. Like, because I love to have my coffee. I love my view. It gives me this, like, you know, almost like joy. Zen. Like you said, zen.
Yeah, I'm feeling zen from you.
Yeah. And that's how I need to have it. I used to mow the lawn so much, and I would always get that zen moment from the lawn mowing, which is so funny. All my best epiphanies, thoughts, everything have come from not being in the office.
That's right. So amen, sister. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks. Yeah. So when I realized that was part of the best part of my day, and I couldn't do the lawn mowing as much anymore because I got kids who want to do it and ride the tractors and stuff. It's kind of cute. So I passed that over, gained 10 pounds by not doing this. That's okay. At least the kids are happy. And now I just like, that's my thing. So I look forward to that time in the morning. That's my joy thing. And I also feel like it's very good for me. And then we go from there, you know?
So you take that time an hour and a half in the morning, and that's your time, mm-hmm. and you're like strategizing mm-hmm. and organizing your day.
I have to call my mother. You know, I want to do the dishwasher thing. I don't know. I don't care what it is. I want to do is make sure that I can't, like, it's almost like the Christmas ornaments. You can't start off the new year as well until you know that everything's put back away. And then, you know what I mean? In a way, it's like a mental thing.
Yeah.
I just have to have that every day so that if I talk to everyone I need to talk to, and again, like I'm saying, Colleen, it makes her cringe because I'm so like about it. Like, you know, people will be like, okay, so what about tomorrow morning? Can you meet at 9? And I'm like, no. 10. Anytime after 10. No. And then she'll be like, why do you have to always say that? It's not like you're not up. And I'm like, I know, but I just won't give up that real estate. Nope. Sorry.
Well, good for
Unless
you.
Unless there's something that has to be
emergency.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if there's something of important, we'll do, of course.
If you're going on the TV or something, then you can maybe get there at 8:30.
We'll do that. But those are like the unusual day when you have to be somewhere. So my thing is 10 o'clock. And then again, for whatever reason, I feel so recharged on that I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. I just have no problem not stopping, but my starting is my precious time.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting. So you have your time in the morning. So what a lot of people do and what I remember doing when my kids were young was, well, when they're really young, what happens is what? They're in their crib and they're crying.
Yes.
So that's how your day starts, with a jolt of like, wah!
It's so true.
And so then you kind of get up and that's how your day starts. And mm-hmm. So
true.
Yeah. So I tried. It's so funny because I've been on this path for a long time. So I was like, okay. So if she usually gets up, and my daughter was so good, she slept through the night at like 8 weeks. All my friends hated me.
Oh my God. So I know. Great. What a luxury.
She's so good. So I was like, okay, she gets up at whatever time it was. I can't remember now. She's 18. But say it was like 7 a.m. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give myself 15 minutes in the morning. So I would wake up at, 6:45. And like, I remember in high school, so I was always into this kind of interesting kind of like mindset, quantum physics field kind of stuff. And so I remember in high school that my friend's father said, you know, the power of your mind, you can actually, now this was like crazy back in the 70s, mm-hmm. you could actually program your mind. It's the pineal gland, and you can tell yourself what time you want to wake up in the morning.
I do believe that's true too.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so I was like, oh, I didn't believe it because I was so close-minded back then, but I tried it and it worked. So
like to the minute too.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like,
so
all of a sudden
cool.
your eyes are open 6:47.
Yes. It's so cool. And like you could play around with the time and stuff.
Yeah. That's so cool.
So I did that with my daughter because obviously I don't want that waking her up from her room. And so I woke up 15 minutes early. No lie. She'd be up. It's like now I know that we're energetically connected, especially when they're that young. I mean, they grew inside of us for all those months and everything. So
how interesting.
Anyway, it was super hard at that point in time, but take the time at some point to. So now what I do now is like this morning, how I started my day, like total transparency. And I didn't know I was coming on today. So this is what I did today. I woke up before the alarm, which was awesome. Like, that's my intention to, because it's just a more natural way to wake up.
Absolutely.
You know, your body's just, you know, the cycles you're that ready. It comes up and down and up, and then you're ready to wake up.
Yep.
But I kind of set the intention, like, it's funny, I'll go back to the more specific time now that we're having this conversation. But so I looked at the alarm, I looked at my clock, and I was like, okay, good. Because my first thing was, because I had a show this morning, I thought, uh-oh, did my alarm not go off? No, we were good. And so what I like to do is, you know, I've done different things through the years. I grew up in a religious home, so we learned to pray. And in my later years, I learned meditation and different techniques to kind of like quiet the mind. Because I had that. I remember the first time I met somebody who said, because I didn't know it was possible not to have constant mind chatter. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know that was possible because I only had my own mind as a frame of reference. So when I talked to Robin, I remember it clearly. It was a while ago. And she said, because we're kind of similar, like I call myself a type A plus recovering personality type.
That's so great. I love it. That's great.
Start a support
that
group
should
for
be
that.
The name of a show.
Actually,
too.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I'm going to write that down.
That's so funny.
So when she
and
said.
And then you can say when you get all manicky, I relapsed.
I had a relapse.
I just got so nervous back. And manicky and
wait,
worried.
Where
and,
are my like, steps? I need a 12, yes. 10 step, 12 step out. Let's make it a 3-step program. So I remember her saying that she used to have that because I could tell from her personality that she and I were similar. And when she said she didn't have that mind chatter anymore, I was like, holy shit, sign me up.
Yeah.
You know, just like amazing thing of what's possible. And
right.
Luckily, somehow in my DNA, that in my heart of hearts, I believe that if it's possible for one, it's possible for many and me too.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, okay. So like, teach me how to do that. So I've learned a lot through the years. So anyway, so this morning what I what I was doing is I kind of pre-pave my day. And I've done different things through the years. So I'm lying in bed and I like to go into, I saw an interview, Oprah was interviewing Jack Canfield, two of my faves.
Yeah.
And he was saying he does a similar thing and he starts his day with a rampage of appreciation.
Oh, wow.
So he'll start out
That's
with
cool.
like, you know, the bed and yeah. the pillow, like just yeah. simple things.
I'm serious. I do have I just so you know, like there is a little bit of that in my time in the morning.
Yeah.
Because if I think. You know, I thank God.
Yes.
Whoever thanks whatever they thank.
Yes.
I mean, I notice, I make a point to love the little things.
Yes.
Like, it's like, oh, I got a $20 credit from Comcast. Thank you, God. I don't care what it is. But there was an appreciation thing
yes.
in there where it's like, thank you so much for yesterday. And I loved meeting that person or whatever. Because
yeah.
that is like you were talking about, like about the joy thing. It's,
yeah.
You can take, you should tell, but it's like, there's such little things you can do to change your brain waves
yes,
or something.
Your mindset.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
I think it is. I know it's, what you're talking yeah, about, the mind yeah. chatter, though.
Yes.
Because when I see people who have it, I just feel so bad. I had it when I was younger. I don't know if it was because of training. I don't know what it was over the years. Maybe age in a way. I don't know. But something that just said, you know, everything is exactly as it should be at this exact time. I do believe that. Do you believe that? I think there's a lot of work involved with that, too. Not to make it so vague, but.
Yeah. When people say everything happens for a reason, I don't believe that it's necessarily a good reason.
Right.
I believe so. I believe that we are where we're at because of everything that happened before us.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe that quote unquote bad things happen to good people? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
I think that's a big question, mm-hmm. but. Do I believe that we are co-creators here in this human experience? I absolutely do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that also, I do believe, at least in my journeys, that some of the bad things that happen to good people, during the bad things happening, it's like this torturing experience.
Yeah.
But then later, it's like sliding doors, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if it's a day later, I don't care if it's a month later or
yeah.
5 years later.
Yeah.
I'll look back and go, thank God that happened.
Yeah.
Or this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Like that's all.
Yes.
It's all about peace or something.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, because, you know, it's already 3:34. We're not going to go to our breaks. It's optional. And I'm too interested in what you're talking about here with miracle manifestations and
yeah.
you know, your system and everything.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to let you know that, you know, bridge over or
so just to kind of close, because I feel like it is important for people to have a morning practice. So whatever that morning practice looks like for you, whether that's journaling, I have a system that's called scripting that I sometimes do. That's more of a written thing. That's just taking, it could take 5 minutes. And sometimes now what I'm currently doing is, you know, when I'm lying in bed or, you know, it just moves.
What was it when you said you prepaid the day? What does that mean?
Yes,
I love
so that's what I want to go into, prepaving the day.
I love that.
So now I'm starting, I've added this rampage of appreciation. And it's not like rampage. It sounds so busy,
too.
But I it's cute.
I like it too.
Yeah,
well,
it's fun.
It's like a priority to do
this. Yeah, I'm just going to appreciate my pillow because there's so many people, you know.
That's
I used
so
to work
true.
In Philly and I used to see so many people, kids that were homeless. You know, so for crying out loud, if you have a pillow, give thanks.
I totally agree.
I have heat in my home. I have hot water. I have, you know, so many things that we can just take for granted. Mm-hmm. And so be thankful, you know, and
it's
just supportive, I feel. And so then a prepaving the day. So I have, you know, my husband, my daughter and my son, and especially if there's something going on, like my daughter had her wisdom teeth removed last week. So I'm going to prepave that day. I'm going to see and feel that all going smoothly for her, that every hand that touches her is competent and caring and loving. I'm going to prepave, and it's kind of like a prayer and, you know, different.
It.
Yeah. And seeing her, you know, on the other side of this. And so that's, and so so this is a good bridge into the miracle manifestation, because it's all about being intentional, being conscious, and that's where raising conscious kids came from, you know, because it is about the consciousness. And what does consciousness mean? Well, to me, it means it's our awareness, it's our life force, it's what, you know, makes you you and me me, and yet we're all somehow created and connected in this quantum field. So
does that include like choices?
Yes,
because that seems like would be part of the differentiator. The people who, you know, when you're getting to the conscious level, you are aware, and when you're aware, you have the ability to make a choice.
Yes.
If you don't choose the right path or the positive side,
you're like a pinball.
It's so easy to get pulled as an anchor down to the bottom of the ocean.
And, amen, sister. Yeah. Or what happens is, like, you know, I have a thing of being detached from any particular outcome. Like I just, my prayer, let's say, is that the highest good for all is served. So that's being not attached to any particular outcome. Seeing like you were talking about the blog that was picked up that Paul Marciano, Dr. Paul, wrote, and good for him. Kudos, Paul. But I believe in having like a bullseye, so I can envision it in my mind. It's a bullseye, and yes, you want to hit that target. And so, yes, it is good to have specific goals. And then the how, like the A+ recovering type A+ personality, even my blood type is A+.
You got to write the blog, and we'll send it over to SmartBree for you.
Okay, awesome.
Sure.
Now I'm thinking about the blog. Okay, so the recovering type A+ personality in me was about filling in each and every detail. When you get to a certain point in life that you can set those long-term goals and let go of the how, you can allow in all the support that was there for you all along to come in and help you. Otherwise, you feel like you have to do it all alone.
I agree completely. And I was going to say, actually, I meant to say Forbes, but because Paul's been written up in so many places, including back-end system. He can log on to the back-end system at Monster for the employers and so on, because he shares so much information. But
wow.
It was Forbes, not SmartBree. But what you're talking about is a leadership as well as just a person who's listening to us. And thank you all again. This is Kim Pramatic. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going to go to our break real quick, but she's talking about conscious living and she's got a miracle manifestation system. And if you're listening, I'm sure you're like me, enjoying everything, because when someone walks in the room or you're listening on the radio or you read something and it comes from a positive place, it's like addictive to me. I love it. I think that it's inspiring. It's meant to be. It changes the day. It's like a reset button. So we're going to go to the break. We'll be right back. It's a short break, so stay with us. And thanks again for listening here, Talented People.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's already 3:42. I can't believe how fast time goes around here when we're doing the shows. Our guest today in studio, her name is Kim Pramatic, and she's going to talk about her miracle manifestation system. And she also has a very, very popular worldwide program called Raising Conscious Kids. And I just want to let you know that if you're interested in learning more, she has her own shows every Wednesday at 11. Is that right?
Yes.
11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some upcoming other events going on we could talk about a little later. But you can find her on the web anywhere. Just look up Kim Pramatic with a P, P-R-I-M-A-T-I-C, and it'll direct you there. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So thanks again for being here today. I'm totally enjoying the conversation.
Oh, me too. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. So let's go back and talk a little more. You were going to finish up a little bit about like that type A personality thing and then talk about the miracle manifestation.
Yeah. So when you're talking about type A plus recovering personality like me,
mm-hmm.
just know that there is, you know, there is hope at the end of, you know, the rainbow that you can transform, maybe not overnight, but a little bit at a time, because, you know, I did it. And if I did it, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's all about peace in my mind and my heart, mm-hmm. so I can be fully available, fully present. Mm-hmm. Because when you have that mind chatter going on all the mm-hmm. time, you're not fully present.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just not, because you're thinking about other things. And usually I read something that, I don't know, like more than 85% of the thoughts that one thinks during the day, this is one with mind chatter, are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the same. And usually it's a negative belief that's
right.
coming
mm-hmm.
through in its various insidious forms. So mm-hmm. so there is hope. So come join our community, because, you know, we have great speakers. You know, a lot of times I do talks. I have awesome guests. You're coming on to talk about, you know, people that want to write a book, and super grateful for you and your light in the world. And so there's hope.
Yeah, there is hope. And I think about it like when it comes to the mind chatter in a visual in my head, as to someone who has it really like extraordinary, is it's almost like flies on sugar type of thing. It's just so rampant and so much going on. And it's like, there's got to be something in there that can help those who have that. I think the joy, the peace, the structure of the day. I love that, paving mm-hmm. your day and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I think about also, like, there's got to be some element of you are allowed, like, you give yourself permission mm-hmm. to not be A or something. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because it's almost like a vicious circle. Like, in your type A personality, I think you're so completely type A, you know, you're just moving. And I know, I've been there, seeing it done too. And I way do it a lot, relapse, you know. But I love that. But when you're able, like you said, to see the and feel the difference, it's almost like when you go on a vacation, right?
Yeah.
And you go on a vacation, there's like 10 days or whatever days, right? Seven. And the first 3 days, you're trying to detox from the
decompress.
World.
That's a great thing. Thank you. Because how long does it take you to decompress on vacation
that would be really interesting.
Is a symptom of how much mind chatter you have and how difficult it is for you on a daily basis. If it's, I'm just going to say
that's
some
so
tough
cool.
love here. If it's taking you 3 days to decompress on vacation, there's no way that you're getting to that place of peace on a daily basis.
I agree.
Tough love.
So then what happens, and I just think about it, like, seriously, like, I'm so glad we brought this up because I know people out there can relate to it too. Then when you do actually, like you said, decompress, the vacation goes so fast, you know, because it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I was just like, the first 3 days seemed like 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
And it's an effort
it is,
to relax.
But yeah. But like you said, like, if a goal could be that the person is able to walk out, go on vacation and not have that mind chatter to have to decompress because it's such a distinct difference.
Yes.
Between the mind chatter of the person who can't just let it go and the person who's able to let it go.
Yeah.
So to me, like, the goal being to walk on that vacation boat, cruise, you know, whatever, plane, if they are able to control. And I think that there's something in there that has to do with allowing yourself, forgiving yourself, living something that you are able to say, I don't need to worry about this today. Or I'm okay with dealing with that tomorrow. I don't know what it is. I'm trying
to
ask
you. One of the things that was crucial for me was I didn't know that there was any other way. Mm-hmm. So when I went for a session with my friend Robin, and she said that she didn't have the mind chatter anymore. Like, I just never knew. I just never knew that it was an option to not have it.
Yeah.
And so I think just the knowing that there's a possibility
there is
that you cannot have it anymore, mm-hmm. that's the first step.
And I have experienced the difference because mm-hmm. I know when I get to that place where I don't care if it's a deadline for something and it may be like 2 months away, and I know I always do things last minute anyway, so why don't I just wait till the week before? Why am I stressing over this now thing? Whatever it is, I don't know. Yeah. But when you know the difference, there is nothing in comparison to shutting off. I always call it unplugging yourself, your brain from the wall, because it's like, you know, whoa, you know what I mean? I've like talked to people and they're talking, I'm like, you need to just diffuse your own bomb over here. You need to unplug
like
yourself
that.
From the wall.
Diffuse
You're
your
making
own
me
bomb.
Crazy.
I like that. Wait, I'm going to write that down. Diffuse your
it.
Own bomb.
Yeah, well, it's got to be somehow or another. It is a self-inflicted, or at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Unknown.
It's all self-inflicted.
Yeah. And so
I mean,
it's self-inflicted,
you
have to be able to train the person to undo it.
Yes.
That's where it is.
Yes.
And if they don't know the difference, they don't even know the difference. They
you don't
live
know
in
it's
such
possible.
A terrible world.
You don't know that it's
possible.
It's
already a terrible, hard world. Why add on to the complications?
Yes.
And like, I love what you said about the morning thing and about the appreciation thing. Mm-hmm. So we do still have like about, you know, 10 minutes at least, just 10 minutes. So if you want to recap a little bit too, and also, again, the miracle manifestation and the website and everything.
Yes. Thank you. So a lot of people have asked me, and I'm happy to share, you know, our daughter has a full ride. I mean, it still is so joyous for me to say this. And I don't say it from a place of bragging or anything like that. It's from sheer appreciation that, you know, our daughter is just completed her first semester in college. And she gets to graduate with no debt. She gets to play the sport that she loves, that she's been playing since she's in sixth grade,
so
at
great.
A Division I level. And for those of you who aren't familiar with sports, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. It goes in college, it goes Division III, and then the next higher is Division II, and the next higher is Division I. So that's really the top level of collegiate play, whether you're talking about football, basketball, volleyball, swimming, whatever you're talking about, whatever sport. Division I is truly the top level. And so
people, you know, and I've done this too. Like, you look at someone like, you know, the Williams family and like Serena and Venus. Like, I love tennis. That's my mm-hmm. sport. And so you look at them and you go, how did they end up there? And so being the perennial student that I am, I will read anything that anybody is writing that, you know, like to get a glimpse into how they do what they do. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to be, you know, transparent and sharing with folks, because there is a system, and the IT part of me can systematize these things. And also I have a coach that said, Kim, you did this amazing thing. How did you do it? I want you to really sit back and think about, how did you do this? You and your family create this amazing miracle, you know, opportunity that I hence called a miracle, because it was not in our consciousness that this was a possibility for us. And so what I did was I really sat down, and it really kind of poured out of me once I gave it a framework to say, okay, you know, and I go into, I have a certain thing that I do when I'm writing that I'm really connecting in with my broader perspective. And how did we do this? And how did we manifest this? So we call it the miracle manifestation system. And really, it's three steps. And so the first step for us was clarity. And so this clarity was, okay, I have a daughter who wants to go to college. You know, my husband and I both went to college. She wants to go to college. She wants to play a sport, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She wants to play at the top level, if possible, mm-hmm. of her sport. So this is narrowing mm-hmm. all, you know, narrow, which can feel like a tourniquet around one's neck. Mm-hmm. Like, so our low point was, I'm sitting in my office, at my desk, at my computer, typing emails back to college coaches who had reached out to her because they had seen her play. Mm-hmm. So when you get to this level, you go around and you play, and you just cross your fingers that a coach is going to discover you or
right,
something.
Right,
you know, like, you just don't even know, have any idea of when it's your first time going through this of how to navigate this. Mm-hmm. So our low point was, you know, replying to coaches and, you know, what to say. And I want it to be my daughter's words. And so I'm kind of pushing her, like, well, what do you want to say? And she's like, I don't know. And so I'm saying things and she's like, I would never say it that way, you know, because she's a teenager and this is a stressful situation. Well, now we're both in tears. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. We're yeah. both in tears. Yep. And I said, and I just, like, so then it's silent. And then I just had an inkling and it said, Kim, you're a coach. You have tools. Let's pull out some tools. And so I took a deep breath and I said, all right, honey. Clearly what we're doing now isn't working, and we're not going to spend the next several years here crying at my desk. Mm-hmm. I said, so let's do this. Let's put ourselves in a position. And this is step one, and this is clarity.
Okay.
We know what she wants. That's our step one moment. We know what she wants. We know what the end is. The second step is creation. And I have a whole process that I teach for this. But without going into all the detail, I said, all right, honey, let's just talk about, this is the creation step. Let's just talk about, we're on the other side of this. And you have just signed your letter of intent to your dream. I still get goosebumps. To
yeah,
your dream
so cool.
school. And now let's visualize it. What does it look like? Oh, they're beautiful, old. Because by this time she had, you know, toured some schools and we were on the main line and different places. Okay, so now she's seen some beautiful old schools. Okay, so it's the architecture is beautiful. You know, there are big, beautiful trees. You know, the campus is gorgeous. It's safe. Your team is supportive and wonderful girls, and the coach is so happy to have you on the team. And she was so happy to have found you and to offer you this full scholarship. And, you know, you're a student athlete, and they have the programs that you want, the major that you want. And it's just a beautiful experience. And you've signed this letter of intent, and here we are on the other side of this. And so we both got into that feeling place, and then we let it go. And that's step two. That's creation.
Yeah.
Now the next step in the journey is just a three-step system.
Wow.
Like, I like to make things easy.
Yeah, I do too.
So the third is connection. And so what does connection look like? Connection can take, and this is where letting go of that needing to know how mm-hmm. it's going to, how mm-hmm. it's going to come about. Mm-hmm. So now we have this target. It's like a bullseye. And right in the middle is that arrow, right in the middle, right what we want. We didn't say any specific school, but we gave the general, the essences of it, like what we wanted to feel, especially around the team, the students, the caliber of students that would be there, you know, and about her full scholarship. And so then connection came, and this is how it's a miracle, Jeannie. Within 2 weeks, I had an email in my inbox that said, well, it was from a former coach of hers reaching out, and our girls were going to play on the same team. It ended up that it didn't work out. And so she had this, and I'm including this because yeah. sometimes it doesn't look how you think it's going to look.
Right.
And so she had this opportunity to play on this top elite team that newly formed, and they're having great results, and girls are getting scholarships to Division I schools. Unheard of in yes. the Northeast. Unheard yes. of for volleyball. And so at first, I went into, my earth mind went into jealousy. And then I said, come on, Kim, dig
That's
deep.
So
and within, so I took a deep breath, and I dug deep, and I went into appreciation for her, and I went into gratitude for her, and then I typed the email. It only took me 30 seconds. I've been doing this a long time.
Right.
And I sent back the email, and I said, I'm so happy for her. You know, we'll miss you on the team, but I'm so happy for her. And, you know, then that was that. And it's funny, because I often wonder if I didn't get into that frame of mind.
Yes.
If the following email would have come that said, I'm thinking your daughter might be a good fit for this team. How about we set up an evaluation?
Oh, my God.
And that's where that connection comes from. And so I didn't know. And so, you know, months, you know, years later, because she signed her letter of intent. She's completed her first semester at school. So happy. And, you know, there's no bigger joy in my life anyway than to see my kids happy, healthy and successful and doing what lights them up.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's my miracle manifestation system just in a couple of minutes. I just invite folks to, you know, go to raisingconsciouskids.com. It's a free membership. I'm putting together now a blueprint, which I'm going to be sending out to my tribe, to our global community, of how to implement this for yourself and whatever goal you're looking at. Because, you know, another discussion is what we did when my husband got laid off unexpectedly in April after being with the company for 26 years. Ugh. We used the same system. He had multiple offers within 2 months with a substantial bump in his salary.
That's great. Hear that story.
Yeah, especially in talking with other folks who it took them 2 years.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, it's a system that works. It's a system that, especially in the beginning of the year, this new energy, I just want to just let people know that it is possible. And, you know, you just have to line up with it. You just have to have the right tools, put them in place, and there are, you know, miracles waiting for you too. And I can stand in a place and stand here for you. You can lean on my faith that they are possible. And I'm happy to help you achieve those as well.
Oh my gosh. Perfect words to end on here at the end of the show already. 3:58. Kim.
Oh, perfect. Dramatic.
Perfect. And thank you for the story at the end and for being here. And then we're going to have you back and just keep talking about this because I'm totally into it. So we hope you enjoyed the show. Kim, anything else you want to say to everybody?
Oh, just come join us. Thank you, Jeannie, for the work that you do. And come join us at raisingconsciouskids.com.
Thanks. Okay, stand by. We're going to be back with a conversation with Barbara Brock. She is the director of New Jersey here talking about convention estates, which I think you're going to find really interesting. So thanks for listening and stay with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The Iranian behavior was fantastic while we were here. We thank you very much for your hospitality and your assistance.
Iranian state television is broadcasting video of a U.S. sailor formally apologizing to Iran for entering Iranian waters.
It was a mistake. That was our fault, and we apologize for our mistake. It was a misunderstanding. We did not mean to go into Iranian territorial water.
The video identifies the sailor as the commander of one of two boats apprehended yesterday. 10 Navy sailors were detained after their vessels apparently drifted into Iranian waters. A chase and standoff involving a possible stolen 18-wheeler in North Texas is over. Police were able to take the driver into custody after a tactical vehicle moved up to the big rig and fired tear gas into the cab.